This week, New York-based Pfizer announced plans to buy the British drug maker AstraZeneca and then reincorporate in Britain. The pharmaceutical giant wants to take advantage of lower UK corporate tax rates while keeping its headquarters here. WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports the move is a sign that New York could have trouble retaining multinational corporations in the years ahead.
Pfizer has deep roots in New York, reaching back to before the Civil War. And as recently as 11 years ago, it looked as if Pfizer's future in the city was bright. The company was one of the city's biggest employers, and it was adding jobs.
On behalf of 8 million people, I just wanted to say thank you.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg stood side by side with Pfizer executives in 2003 when the company promised to hire for 2,000 new positions in the city. It bought a multi-million dollar office tower to accommodate them all.
In New York City, as a place where Pfizer can grow, you've not made a mistake. Thank you very much.
A $46 million subsidy from the city sweetened that deal. But 4 years later, it went sour.
This is actually where they used to do the animal testing, you know, putting makeup on monkeys and things like that.
Zach Rosen is my guide in what's now the former Pfizer factory in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. In 2007, the last trays of Zoloft moved down the conveyor belt. Today, startups like the wallet maker where Rosen works have repopulated this enormous industrial building. There's a pickle maker, a distillery.
They actually, in this room that we're in right now, they'll do yoga sessions on Mondays now.
Which is nice. But what happened to Pfizer's romance with New York? Today, just 6% of the company's global workforce is based here. In the last few years, Pfizer has paid back part of that subsidy it got while laying off workers, selling off real estate, and retreating to its headquarters on East 42nd Street. Eric Gordon, a professor of business at the University of Michigan, says back in 2003, both Pfizer and the mayor failed to anticipate big changes that were coming to the pharma industry.
A decade ago, prospects looked rosy. Pharmaceutical companies were enjoying huge profits from blockbuster drugs, and everybody was quite optimistic. Today, it couldn't be more opposite.
Viagra, Lipitor, and Celebrex have all lost their patent protection. Insurers are pressing pill makers to lower prices. Then there's taxes. Pfizer executive Frank D'Amelio raised that issue in a conference call this week.
You know, the UK tax rate goes down to 20% next year.
By contrast, the top US corporate tax rate is 35%. Pfizer's revenues increasingly come from overseas, but it's paying US taxes on those earnings. If Pfizer succeeds in buying the British drug company AstraZeneca, the situation will become even more acute, says Eric Gordon.
Increasingly, they're going to get lots more of their revenue outside the U.S., and they have to decide whether they can afford to have that revenue taxed at high U.S. rates, even though it's actually being earned outside the U.S.
Pfizer isn't the first corporation to, in effect, renounce its American citizenship, but it's one of the biggest and best known. And that raises some uncomfortable questions. Kathy Wild is with the business group Partnership for New York City. Pfizer, by the way, is part of that group.
Every company in the city is looking now at what is the cost of maintaining a large number of mid-level jobs in the city.
Wild says over the last decade, the city has lost 105,000 middle-income jobs, many of them at banks and other large corporations with a global workforce.
Certainly, we don't want to see a city where we only have the senior executives and we don't have the middle class.
She says subsidies like the package Pfizer got in 2003 will no longer make much difference. To compete globally, the U.S. needs to consider changes to corporate tax policy, regulations, and immigration, areas where the mayor of New York doesn't have much influence. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.